My Hazrat Sheikh, my Sheikh, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, used to say that as a woman, when she sweeps and cleans the home with the brush, with the broom, then the house is cleaned, it becomes clean. And Hazrat said that when the lady of the home sweeps or cleans the home with the broom, then the house becomes clean. And when the man does the dhikr of Allah, then his heart becomes clean. A unique statement. And then he stated that, brothers, the woman has cleaned the home, but she's not the Malik. When the Malik comes in the evening, in other words, her husband, when the Malik of the house comes, the husband, and he sees the house is clean and sparkling, and he smells a nice fragrance, then the Malik, he sees the house is clean, tidy, becomes happy, and he's pleased with that woman, his partner, his wife. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he sees some one of his servants' heart is clean and pure, then Allah ta'ala becomes pleased with that individual. So Hazrat said that when the Malik of the home is happy with his wife on seeing the tidy and nice home and fresh, and he feels that he gives love to his wife, and the love between the husband and wife, it increases because she's worked hard and kept the home. In the same way, Hazrat said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees the clean heart of his servant, then Allah ta'ala's love for his servant increases. Hazrat said further, Allahu Akbar, that when a man, his love and affection increases for his wife, then he feels that he wants to give a gift to his wife. He'll feed her, he'll take her out, or give her a ring, a gold ring or something, because he's happy with his wife. And Hazrat said further, in the same way, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with his servant, because he's cleaned his heart, purified it with Allah ta'ala's remembrance, then Allah ta'ala also wants to give a reward to his servant, to his creation. Just like the husband, he gives a worldly gift, a ring or something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a gift to his servant, and Allah ta'ala wraps him around with the anwarat, with the blessings and the mercy. And this is how Allah gives to his creation, to his servants. And today the words of Hazrat were in my mind while I was coming, so I'm presenting them in your service. And we also used to gather on Thursday nights around Hazrat, our Sheikh. We used to be very happy, it's Thursday night tonight, we're going to see Hazrat tonight. And people come from far away, from the distant villages and localities, from the wilderness. And Hazrat will cook langar, sometimes dal would be cooked, lentils, sometimes would be potato curry. Amaji would make, and she would cook the chapatis herself, the bread herself. And Hazrat would say, my darvesh are coming, so make a lot of food for my darvesh, my students. So Amaji used to make food, dal or potato curry, and used to have a lot of water in there. She would make the chapati herself, and we'd gather and we'd have the majlis, the gathering on the Thursday night after Maghrib. It was always after Maghrib. Subhanallah. And then Hazrat would come himself, and Hazrat would pray Maghrib, and then everyone would gather around and sit down. We'd do the same dhikr, the same discussions, Alhamdulillah. And those words today are remembered, that we're together, we're assembled. And just like we used to sit, Alhamdulillah, today, there we used to sit in the village, in the dusty plains, and today we're sitting in the masjid in Bolton. What did I know at them days? That 30, 40, 50 years ago, when I sat in the majlis of Hazrat Sahib, my Shaykh, and there was dal for food afterwards, and chapatis fresh, and there was the straw mat, the dastarkhwan, and the chapatis were presented, and Hazrat used to speak, and Hazrat was there. We used to sit in the corner and break off the chapati, take it with us. Sometimes I'd bring it back home here to UK for my children, that this is the noor of Hazrat's langar. Subhanallah. And sometimes I'd bring the broken pieces of chapati back here to give to my family. Subhanallah. Barakat. But what did we know at that time? What was the hikmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That Allah ta'ala, what work will he take from people? Where will he distribute his deen and spread his deen? And today, mashallah, we're sitting here in the masjid in this majlis. And Alhamdulillah, we're doing the, I learned the dhikr, and we've learned dhikr, we're trying to be good, we're going to do dhikr to become good, and we have the passion and desire, and a person who has love for his shaykh, and we didn't know nothing else apart from that. We had no program, no schedule, no concentration, no focus, no strategy. We didn't even imagine that we'd come to this point. MashaAllah, we were sitting at that time on the straw mat, the darvesh, the students are there, we're watching, looking at Hazrat Sahab, and zikr's gonna start soon. And what could I think, imagine at that time, that after 50 years, so long after that, this whole gatherings around me here of pious servants of Allah, mashallah, their hearts are illuminated and fresh and pure with the dhikr of Allah, Allah Ta'ala's remembrance, and they are assembled here, you are assembled here today solely for Allah Ta'ala's sake. And this was the tasarruf of Hazrat, my Shaykh. Could I think 50 years ago that where would I reach, where would I go, where would I live, that what will happen after, what environment will be created here? What, imagine 50 years ago what was here in Baltimore when I was sitting there. But this is Allah Ta'ala's earth. Allah Ta'ala wanted to revive this earth, this locality, this city, this town. Allah Ta'ala wanted the masjid to be constructed here. Allah Ta'ala wanted His name to spread to here. Allah Ta'ala wanted the dhikr to happen on Thursday night here. You were to come here, you were destined to come here, and dhikr was going to happen here. So this is the function of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala's plans, who can stop the plans of Allah? Nobody. So same way, I remember the words Hazrat was speaking. In the same way, Hazrat would say that Allahu Akbar, Allah's hukam, Allah's order, Allah Ta'ala orders us to do dhikr, to remember Him. This is my Hazrat Shaykh used to explain to us. And our function is to obey Allah. So the servant, the creation of Allah, the human being, his objective is to obey Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has given order, do dhikr, and that's why we're doing dhikr. So this is for Allah Ta'ala's obedience that we're doing this. Allah Ta'ala has ordered us to do dhikr, and we're doing dhikr. Do dhikr. Remember me, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah has given hukm, order. And this should be our niyyah. This is that we are here. Why are we here? Why are we assembled here? Why are we gathered here? Think in your heart that Allah, you've given us hukm. That's why we're here. That's why we're doing dhikr, because you've ordered. So beware. Don't think, oh, I'm here, a worker, laborer. Astaghfirullah. Hazrat said, don't be like a laborer. Worker, the quickly, I want to work so I can take my wages afterwards. Don't look towards the wages. Look at the hukam, the order, and obey that order. Allahu Akbar. That this is servanthood. That you're not here for money. Oh, I'm doing this much dhikr, I haven't got enough, I'm not getting rewards, I'll get this and this rewards. Why is my status not being elevated? Why can't I feel it, rank, elevation? No, that's not what we're here for. That we're working, making effort, we want to see reward. No, when we do dhikr, we have an intention that Allah, you are our Rabb, and we are fulfilling, obeying your order. You've given order, we are fulfilling that order. Beware, never think, I'm here making effort, working hard, I need to be paid for my sweat. No. Just intend, Allah, you've ordered, we are your creation, to remember you, just like a building is being constructed, and when the money comes, it gets constructed in, and the worker says, when I get paid the wage, then I'll carry on. No. Hey, Allah Ta'ala's ordered, do my dhikr. So just start doing dhikr, that's it. And don't look towards result, consequences. It's Allah Ta'ala's preference and choice if He gives or not. It's our job to just keep doing it, to just keep doing it. Okay, so whispering may come, difficulties may come, problems will come, obstacles will come, illness will come, poverty will come, issues will come in the world, and you might be doing sins and guna. Don't worry about these things. No, look at the order of Allah. Keep doing dhikr. You'll keep doing dhikr, inshallah. Inshallah. Have hope in Allah. Have faith in Allah. Can we not have hope in Allah? That the Malik, when he tells the workers to work, and he gives the Jews before it's due, isn't it? So will Allah Ta'ala not give to us? Beautiful example, Hazrat used to say, that this, you have this shirt. The chola pai bata, Hazrat would say in his language, that you are wearing this kameez, or I'm wearing this kameez, this white chitta color. And Allah Ta'ala says, Allah Ta'ala has given us this shirt, isn't it? Allah Ta'ala has given everything. So you have a white shirt, then bring the color, the dye, and put the shirt into the bucket with the hot water, with the dye. And then we put that shirt into that dye, into that liquid. Subhanallah. Then will the color not come onto that kameez, onto that shirt? And he asked that, will the color come onto the kameez or not? Hazrat said, and we said, yes, Hazrat, it will. So he said that this color, this dye we've made in the world, and we put the shirt, the white shirt, into the dye liquid, will the color come on it? Of course. So Allah Ta'ala's name, when you keep on repeating Allah's name, then will that color of Allah Ta'ala's deen not come into your heart, into your life? What a beautiful example. Beautiful example. So Hazrat said that the color coming onto the body, the color of the deen coming into your body, your life spiritually, this is the reward of dhikr. And this is the reward for your working. The color will come. The color, the way of the, will come to life. So what is this color? Somebody becomes a Chishti, somebody becomes a Qadiri, somebody becomes a Suhrawardi, and somebody becomes a Naqshbandi due to doing dhikr. So the words of my Hazrat, my Shaykh, were very weighty, valuable. I feel I keep on repeating his blessed words. I remember Hazrat today, and let's revive his remembrance, and we'll do the dhikr of Allah, recite the Durood Sharif.